Hello.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from Deluxe Home Care. I'm returning your call.
Yes, this is Monique Brummer. Could you put me in touch with the state because their computers was going to shut down yesterday. So
oh,
I can get the referral going. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't get...
For Chris Brummer, no.
No? Okay, not yet. What were you saying? What's with their computer?
She said it was shutting down yesterday, so she told me to call back this morning.
This morning? Because
she was trying to get the referral going. Mm-hmm.
And you reached them?
No, I'm asking you to put me in touch with them, like you did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, couldn't it get us connected?
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to understand. You haven't spoken to them yet?
No, I spoke to them yesterday, but I had to call
right.
back.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm asking you to put me in touch with them.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Let me call them in.
Yes.
This is a pre-screen. This is not a transfer. Pre-screen. Okay. So
right.
you have our agency's information now, correct?
I do.
Lux Home Care.
Yeah.
And it's a CDS program.
That's what you said. A CDS. I wrote that down in my book. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And who will be his? You'll be his caregiver, correct?
I am, yes. I'm his niece. I'm his caretaker.
Right. Okay. Let me connect you right now, okay?
Okay.
Stay on the line.
This is
right
Kim. Are you calling regarding yourself or someone else?
Someone else.
All right. May I have your name, please?
My name is Monique Brummer.
And what is a good number for you in case our call would drop today?
Okay. 414-603-1817.
All right. And who is it that you're calling regarding today?
My uncle, Christopher Brummer.
And his date
and
of birth?
I spoke with somebody yesterday. Oh,
12-25-63.
But when I spoke with someone yesterday, she had checked out whatever it is for the referral because he's at a facility. And she said that URL was getting ready to close and the computer had shut down for me to call back this morning. So that's what I'm doing now. And it's for a CVS, the home care service that I'm going through. They said, because they asked me some question yesterday, was it like for, I guess, the type of care? And she said it's CDS.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One moment while I pull up that information, please.
Okay.
And yesterday, you talked to someone yesterday and their system went down, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and your uncle is in a facility, is that right?
Yes, he's at a nursing facility and I'm going to pick him up at on the 10th of March.
So he's discharging home on the 10th of March. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he is wanting a referral for home services. For when he comes home, is that right?
Yes. I'll
okay.
be his caretaker.
All right. And so a face-to-face assessment would be necessary for the assessor to come visit with him and talk with him about what services he's wanting. Is that that face-to-face visit going to be okay with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's definitely ready to leave. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And let me get some information then to get this referral
okay.
submitted for review.
Okay.
What would be the
okay.
best phone number for the assessor to call and schedule that appointment?
Now, I don't know if they would call me and I would let the nursing facility know, or do they want to directly call the nursing facility?
Whatever works best for you.
Okay, they can call. You want to write the information for Hillside? He's at Hillside Nursing Facility. It's in Baton, Missouri. I don't have his number right off. And actually, I can give you a direct number of the social worker because that's who's going to set it up. So I'm going to give you her phone number.
Okay.
This is actually her cell number. It's 314 312 5711.
And what is her name?
Her name is Nicole
Duff. Okay. And what did you say?
I gave you her number.
Okay.
It's called Hillside Manor.
Hillside Manor.
Mm-hmm.
And what city is that in?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh,
St. Louis. I don't know the zip. Yeah, but it's down in Baden.
McLaren Avenue? Does that sound right?
That's it.
Okay.
McLaren, yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So that's where he's physically located for right now until the 10th, till he goes home. Is he also going to receive mail there, or will he receive mail somewhere else?
He should be able to receive. You saying now? I don't even know if he's getting any mail there. He probably ain't getting no mail, but I mean, I'm sure, I guess it will go there for now.
Okay. All right. And where will he discharge to? What's the address that he will be discharging to whenever he gets out on the 10th?
Okay, it's number 536 Pelican Island Drive, apartment number 8. It's in Florissant, Missouri, 63031.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. What's that? I'm the brand new little baby.
I may put your phone number as primary and maybe the facility as the secondary phone number. That way they'll have both. Okay.
That'll work. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all listed then.
Okay,
all right. And Christopher's primary language is English, is that right?
Yeah, it's English.
Okay. And does he have any special communication needs the assessor should be aware of for him, like any problems with his hearing or vision?
Nope, no devices, nope.
Okay. And for the safety of the assessors regarding if they have that visit in a home environment, are there any vicious animals or weapons in your home?
Yes, I have a weapon.
Okay. Any pest
He's
infestation
up,
or con- Okay.
No,
yeah, most of-
no, ma'am. I wouldn't be there.
Okay. I understand. Anything structurally damaged that would limit access to your home?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. Any person have a history of violent behavior or illegal drug activities?
No.
Okay. And would you consider it a safe location?
Oh, yeah. Very safe.
All right. All right. And what is Christopher's primary medical condition or disability where he needs some extra help?
Let me see here, and I did not bring that pad. I didn't bring that pad with me. Let me see. I took him to
it can
the
be
doctor.
Something very general for my information.
Okay, well, they say like the diagnosis was, perfect. It's a lot of things. It was the hypertension. What else? Basically, the hypertension, that was his diagnosis, primary hypertension.
Okay. And so when you're going to help him around the home.
Oh, he does have dementia. He has dementia.
Dementia.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I got three prayer in my purse. Uh-huh.
Now, you would go through an agency to kind of complete the paperwork necessary to be able to work for him. Do you already have an agency selected for that?
I do.
Or will you have to? Do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, Deluxe Home Care. They have been guiding me the whole way.
Deluxe Home Care. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's out of St. Louis, correct?
It's in St. Louis. It's in Bridgeton, Missouri. Yes, it's in St. Louis.
Okay. All right. Now, when you're going to help him, you're helping him with all things like household cleaning and laundry, running errands, helping with meals, those types of things. Okay.
Everything. Right. Yes, ma'am. All I do is got the bedroom set up for him to live in, and I'm doing everything else.
Okay. Now, do you also help with hands-on care? Like, do you help him with dressing or getting in and out of the shower, things like that as well?
He can do that on his own.
Okay, sure. All right. Now, does he have a legal party to contact, a legal guardian, or will they just be contacting yourself or his social worker at his location?
Myself or the social worker where he's at right now, but I have paperwork in place where I will, where my mom, which is his sister, she's going to become his power of attorney, so I'm getting that together too.
Oh, okay, sure. Now, he's the only one in the home that would need this type of assistance right now?
Yeah, it was just me and him.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I believe I have everything I need now to submit a referral for review today. So once this is sent in, it will be reviewed to see if it's an appropriate referral, and then it will be handed off to the assessment team. And then once that assessor has the case, they have up to 15 business days to contact you and set up that appointment.
For him to be assessed?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that's why I had gave you the code number, but okay, either way, because that's a social worker who's going to be aware.
Okay, so if he discharges before that actually, you know, that time frame comes, then they will have to assess where he's located. So I listed both yourself and Nicole's information, both your address and the address where he's located. So that way the assessor has, wherever he's at, has all the correct contact information.
That's right. Okay. That'll
all
work.
All right. Okay. Any other questions for me?
What's your name?
My name is Cassie. With Intake.
Cassie. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, dude, that should be everything then, right?
Okay. Yeah. As far as I have, I believe that'll be all.
Right. Okay. That'll work.
Okay.
So
I do have one final item. Okay. It is a recorded message. It kind of goes over what the next steps are when a referral is received and submitted for assessment. And then once that message is ended, you can just hang up our call after that. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks again. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay.